In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Our text is the scripture which was just read. Can you imagine what it would be like never to have enough food? More than half the world's people spend most of their working hours wondering where their next meal is coming from. We are fortunate. We can sit down at tables loaded with food. Roast turkey, T-bone steak, pie a la mode. These aren't just gastronomical visions, they're realities. We may not enjoy them as often as we would like, but we surely don't starve. When we think of how necessary and enjoyable food is, we can understand why so many in that crowd of 5,000 whom Jesus had fed with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, looked him up the next morning at Capernaum. Probably many of these people had experienced hunger, had known what it was to go to bed with an empty stomach. That's why Jesus' miracle made such an impression on them. How wonderful, they thought, to be fed so effortlessly. Bread and fish were nothing fancy, but a man could live on that. So they wanted to make Jesus their king. But Jesus would have none of it. He knew they needed physical food. He also knew they needed spiritual food. And that food he offered to them. Jesus offers us the same food, the finest food possible. What makes this food so fine? For one thing, it lasts. Jesus refers to it as the food that endures to everlasting life. This food endures because this food is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." He became the bread of life by giving his life for the world. He died to atone for the world's sin. He rose again to prove that sin's punishment had been borne, that God's just demands had been met. And now he lives eternally so that eternal life can be offered to all. But the people in our text didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. Jesus told them bluntly, "You seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." They had seen the signs. The feeding of the 5,000, perhaps other signs too. The lame walking, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the sick made well. But they didn't see these signs for what they were. God's seal on Jesus, God's attestation to Jesus as the Messiah who had come to give his life so they could have food for eternal life. All they could think of was physical food. How about us? Have we sometimes been so preoccupied with food for the body that we give no thought at all to food for the soul? Do we worry so much about what we will eat and wear and how we will pay our bills that we forget about the food that endures? Has the desire for financial security so dominated our lives that we overlook our need for eternal security? Has concern for a reputation so determined our actions that instead of serving the great cause, we use the great cause to serve us. We know very well that our life does not consist in the abundance of the things we possess, be it food or clothing or goods or success. We have deeper needs. The food that Jesus offers satisfies those needs. The need for forgiveness, for our worry and our covetousness. The need to be content with the things God gives us. Jesus offers lasting food, food that gives life an eternal perspective and guarantees our heavenly destiny. How much better this food is than the perishing foods of this earth. It's the finest food possible. How do we get it? Jesus says, the Son of Man will give it to you. So not only does this food last, it's free. For that reason, too, it's the finest food possible. But again, Christ's hearers didn't understand. They had been laboring for perishing food. They had to work hard to get food for their body. And they couldn't conceive that it would be any different with the food that endures to eternal life. We have to work hard to support our family, to get a better grade point, to become more competent pastors. We understand that. We just don't want a handout. In last Saturday's newspaper, in the section of letters to the editor, a woman wrote in to complain bitterly of how degrading and humiliating it had been for her to go on welfare. She said that any time she made some protest about how they were handling her situation, the caseworker reminded her that she was not to bite the hand that fed her. It's demeaning to depend on charity. We're going to work for what we have. So it's not surprising that we want to work also for the lasting food. Oh, we don't deny that Jesus gives it to us. But if we could just be more conscientious in our studies, if we could just resist sin a little harder, if we could be a bit more loving and patient with our family, if we could pray more fervently, we wouldn't have to feel quite so guilty about taking this lasting food. But that's just the point. We don't have to feel guilty about taking it. This food is being offered to people like you and me. Lazy, self-centered, incompetent as we often are. We can take this food freely in response to that question that Jesus' listeners put to him, what must we do to be doing the works of God? Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. You don't have to work for this food. You don't have to try to make yourself better so you'll feel more worthy of it. We can take this food. We can eat it by believing in Jesus Christ. And even that believing isn't something we work up. It's God's work in us. So relax. Sit down. Or stand up if you prefer. And eat. Here's a sample menu. Generous helpings of the Word, frequent portions of Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion, daily review of our baptism, and renewal in the Holy Ghost. And it's all free. When I was a boy growing up during the Depression, men sometimes came to our house asking for food. Many of these unemployed men had become drifters and alcoholics, but they knew where the parsonage was. One day a man came to our house asking for money. My father told him we couldn't give him money, but we would give him food. He took his lunch bag and left. But a few doors down the alley, we saw him throw the lunch bag away. He had an appetite only for alcohol. Today, Jesus offers you and me the finest food possible. It lasts, and it's free. Will you eat it or throw it away?